We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We going way back this Wednesday.
102 Jams.
It's 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. Three Live Crew rocking with you this morning. And listen, sometimes we just have a good time before the show even come on, just doing impersonations and enjoying stuff, videos. Drankers right now got his shea butter. Think he about to take his shirt off.
Got up out the house early.
Yep, shirt just came off around the neck. My boy got the shea butter. What was her name that hooked us up?
Marion.
Marion with the shea butter.
Shades of beauty.
This is like your first time using it right there. I think you just took popped the seal on it.
Yeah, that regular recipe she got. That's good, too. This is good.
Why you have to do this right now?
Yes, with your shirt
on. I didn't do it when I get home.
Huh?
I didn't do this at home.
We can tell.
That's close to some people's jobs. On my job, I can come in and sit down and put my shea butter on while I'm at work.
It still makes your coworkers uncomfortable.
Fab. What about us?
You?
What about us?
Like, we ain't never been in the locker room.
Yeah, that was years ago, bro.
You ain't never been in the locker room?
That was years ago. Years.
Put your shea butter on so you can put your shirt on, child.
When I was in the locker rooms, kids didn't even have hair on their chest. Like, we was kids.
Huh? Yes, they did. Because Andy Brown had hair on his chest.
All right.
And Gene had hair on his chest.
It's 9 minutes after
Why
6 o'clock.
Why do you remember everybody that had hair on their chest?
He's just odd.
Why? You know, in middle school and stuff, yo, that was a big thing, growing hair.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I couldn't wait.
Michael Woody had a full beard.
Okay.
You would walk around with bushy underarms just because, yeah, I grew some hair.
I'd be musty as hell, too.
You would.
Listen, the Nitro Circus is in town in a month or so, and we have your tickets early for you. And this morning, every hour, we will hook you up with a pair of Nitro Circus tickets if you win way back Wednesday.
That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do. Today is the 19th day of February. 21. 21 cows died yesterday in that massacre on the highway.
Shut up.
And what they do with that meat?
That's why it took so long to clean it up.
It was like 40 some cows, and 21 didn't make it.
At its worst, they could have ground that beef up and gave it to guys like me with dogs, and we could give our dogs fresh meat.
You don't know what they did with it, though.
What you mean?
You don't know what they did with it?
I know that. That's what I'd like to know. I want to get in on that beef. I know it's half price, at least 75% off. First of all, that beef got to be at least 75% off. Huh?
Get your man.
Wasn't slaughtered right? It wasn't slaughtered right?
Fifteen minutes after 6, the station is 102 Jams. Good morning.
I never knew I cared about who had the better movies between Bow Wow and Nick Cannon until yesterday. This debate popped off, of course, on Instagram. And initially, you think, I don't care. I don't care at all. But then you get to thinking about the movies between the two of them and comparing, and you actually do care a little bit.
Really? Bow Wow, hands down.
Bow Wow. I would think Nick Cannon.
Hands down, Bow Wow.
For me, Bow Wow, hands down.
I would think Nick Cannon, hands down.
Hands down, Bow Wow for me.
Which one is the one for you that makes it hands down, Bow Wow?
What is Nick Cannon ain't done nothing better than dang on Roll Bounce.
Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Drumline. Period.
Drumline.
And Love Don't Cost a Thing was great.
Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Ew.
Nah. Yeah. And that's what whacked it out to put Nick Cannon under.
Nah, he was supposed to be corny.
All you can say is Drumline for Nick.
He was supposed to be corny in
lottery
that.
Ticket.
Okay, wait. So it all started. Somebody puts up a collage of Bow Wow movies and Nick Cannon movies. And the question was, who has the better movies, Nick Cannon or Bow Wow? And somebody commented, hands down, Drumline alone beats everything Bow Wow has done. Bow Wow comes up under that comment. Bro, whatever you smoke this AM, pass it. Nick, my boy, but NBA players and kids everywhere rock the Like Mike jersey.
Did.
I don't see kids wearing band gears outfits. Sorry, dog, but everyone has their opinion. But the movies I put out hold a lot of weight. A lot, dude. Said Bow Wow.
That Like Mike jersey is on the little retro, like everywhere retro website.
Yeah.
Every retro website.
That real.
So?
That real. Drumline still better though. But watch this.
Yeah. I'm gonna say another movie for Nick. Gonna take him under. Chi-Rat.
Chi-Rat was horrible.
Take him under. All you can say is Drumline.
What are the movies? Do you have a list of them?
Yes, up here they've got, for Nick Cannon, they've got Drumline, Love Don't Cost a Thing, Chi-Rat, and Underclassmen.
I don't even
Bow Wow, they've got Roll Bounce, Like Mike, Johnson's Family Vacation, and Lottery Ticket.
Come on!
Not going to get loud for Johnson's Family Vacation.
We're saying it!
We're talking about, no. I mean, yeah, I remember it, but I still don't hold it in high regard.
That movie was good.
Was it?
Way better than Chi-Rat and Underclassmen.
Really,
what
you're putting up against each other is Drumline and Like Mike.
Wait. Dang, we can't go with Bow Wow. See, the rest of Bow Wow movies kill the rest of Knicks, though. Gosh, they do.
Minutes after 6 o'clock, I saw a story this morning that says for Black History Month, this man kidnapped a woman, bit rock, and made her watch Roots.
I saw that. I know I shouldn't be laughing, but every time I see the headline.
Said he wanted her to better understand
every
her
time
racism.
I see the headline.
It's rock. February, ain't it?
Yeah, what's up? Charges dismissed.
22 minutes after 6, y'all. Dismissed. Good morning. It's 102 Jams. I know you're going through some changes. 25 minutes after 6 o'clock, you're listening to 102 Jams, 3 Live on your radio. And Zay was in the car yesterday and heard this joint come on and turned the daggone volume up sky high. Say, y'all rocking the Pop Smoke now, Dad? I said, yeah, man, do y'all. Let's get to it. Wait. That's that Pop Smoke. Dior, if you would like to go to the Nitro Circus and would like to participate in Way Back Wednesday, hit us up right now. 336 is the area code. 680-1021. Need two people to kick it off in the 6 o'clock hour. Will it be you? Today is February 19th. You can still early vote. Want to put that out there for you. Don't forget about that. Do your due diligence.
GEICO presents Quick Ways to Change Your Life.
102 Jams, 642, 18 minutes, and it will be 7 o'clock. Bit Rock, what year are we going to in Way Back Wednesday?
2010.
This is one of the hottest tracks in 2010, Bit Rock.
Okay, Aston Martin music.
Huh?
Yeah, this is my joint.
Hey, this is one of them big things right here now.
This is my joint. I ain't gonna front.
Time to get this thing popping, man. On line one, we're doing it for the ladies. First Bit Rock on line one. We got Kalia from Winston-Salem.
Okay, what's up,
buddy?
And on line two, also calling from Winston-Salem, we got the homie Will. What up, Will?
What's going on, man?
Okay, Trey versus Trey.
Yeah, man versus woman, Bit Rock.
Let's go, Kalia.
Men are going to be dominant to set the tone of the day. All right, man, it's time to play Way Back Wednesday.
First question. Drake dropped his debut album in June 2010. What was the name of it?
Oh, my God.
Will. The Chronic.
Drake. I said Drake.
My man with Dre. But even The Chronic wasn't 2010.
No. Damn it!
No. Oof.
So that is a point for Kalia.
Kalia gets a point off the rip because you answered that wrong, Will. Jumped out there and said The Chronic.
All right. Next question.
Do we get the answer for that one?
Oh, yes. Thank Me Later. Thank Me Later.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Next question. This Apple product was released in April 2010. It was referred to as the next big thing, not the iPhone or iPods.
I don't know, Will.
Oh, my boy Will jumped out there again.
Okay, Will.
Will. But look, Will jumped out there and said, I don't know, Will.
Will, what's your answer?
He said Apple Watch.
Apple Watch is incorrect.
God almighty.
I see your strategy, Kalia.
I do see your strategy, Kalia.
No, just Kalia, if nobody, Kalia gonna have to answer the next one. If don't nobody, okay, is the answer.
Is it an iPad for that one?
She said, is it an iPad?
Yes, it is iPad.
Dang,
yes,
so she earned that point anyways.
No.
I thought iPad too. God, dog.
All right. Next question. Score is 2-0.
It is.
The first photo was posted to this social media site in October 2010 that has become a part of our everyday lives.
Come on now.
You can only post photos on said social media site.
Come on now.
Kalia.
Will.
Nah, Will, be quiet.
Come on, man.
What'd she say?
What'd you say, Kalia?
Instagram?
That is correct.
Just like that. Three for Kalia. And with that, Will, we're going to holler at you.
Swept them
out the door,
man. That's
right,
girl.
Congratulations, Kalia, man. You just won tickets, a 4-pack to the Nitro Circus, mama.
Oh, thank you.
No doubt. Another hit from 2010 right there, Bit Rock, blowing money fast.
Rick Ross was doing it in 2010, wasn't he?
Was doing it in 2010. Kalia is doing it in 2020. We'll be at the Nitro Circus just from playing way back Wednesday, and we will give you a chance in 1 hour. We still going to be in 2010?
Yeah, we still going all morning long, 2010.
I'm going to find some more bangers from 2010. Yeah. 2010 in it all morning. 2010. 15 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock, y'all. Somebody said y'all needed some ish with some bop in it. Here go the baby.
You know everybody been waiting on that baby. I got pointers, these diamonds are bold.
Kalia already got the first pair of tickets to the Nitro Circus from playing way back Wednesday this morning. You will get another chance at 7:36. Good luck to you. In 9 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock right here on 102 Jams.
When I saw this flyer for the Lovers and Friends Festival in L.A. going down May 9th, I said, I've got to get there. I'm not at all interested in music festivals. But when I saw all of these names, I said, there's no way I'm not going. Miss Lauryn Hill, Usher, Ludacris, Lil Jon, TLC, Janae Aiko, Summer Walker, Megan Thee Stallion, Nelly, Sean Paul, T-Pain, Brandy, Monica, Ja Rule, Fat Joe, SWV, Saweetie, Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Ginuwine, Drew Hill. You think I'm done? I ain't. Next, 112, Mario, Twister, Eve, Trina, Tweet, A-Marie, Mace, Cameron, Mike Jones, Montel Jordan.
Hi, man.
One day. Gonna be there.
No, that cannot be one day.
One day.
No way.
Saturday, May 9th is the only date on the flyer. So all of this has to be going down on one day.
What is the budget for a show like that?
When I saw it, Dot, I said, I don't care. I'm going.
You ain't doing nothing, B-Rock.
And then the artists started to come out.
Oh, crap.
Saying they weren't associated.
Oh, B-Rock, why would you set me up like that? You're a jerk.
The first one. To say they were not going was Lil' Kim. She put it on her story and said she wasn't going to be there. Then Mace jumped out there and he was like, nice lineup, but please take my name off of this flyer.
You still cool with the other people that's left, though.
Then Twista jumped out there and was like, ain't no deposit hit my account for this. So it was like, okay, how many artists are really going to be there?
It's about to be a fire festival.
How many are really going to... Like, how many haven't seen this yet, but really aren't booked for it?
Yeah.
And just haven't said anything yet?
Yeah.
That was my question. Then Snoop Dogg puts the flyer up on his Instagram, and he is apparently one of the promoters for the show. And he is saying that it's completely legit. He even sent out a message to Lil' Kim like, yo, Lil' Kim, hit my line. There's just been some confusion, but we're going to clear it all up. So I'm left in a state of limbo here because I'm not knowing. I don't know if I should trust this or not.
Not flying all the way to California on a whim for 32 artists.
To be let down?
Ain't no way in the hell all 30 of them going to be on one bill, Bit Rock. Ain't no way. What is the budget for that? Did you hear them names?
Yes, I heard the names. Like, pre-sale tickets are supposed to go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Fire Festival 2.0, Bit Rock.
You don't believe it?
You're going to get out there, it ain't going to be nothing. No water.
Why would Snoop put his name on something that wasn't real?
The same reason you asked why Ja Rule would have done that and had that man out there ready to do the unthinkable for water. You remember that? It's 102.
Pain out of pain relief.
Back at it.
Hey, Three Live Crew is on your radio giving out tickets to the Nitro Circus. What's happening?
102.
Are you mad at Boosie?
Jams.
Six minutes after 7 o'clock, Three Live Crew is on your radio, which is 102 Jams.
Lil Boosie wanted to send a message to Dwayne Wade, and he jumped on Instagram to do it.
Dwayne Wade, you gone too far, dog. That is a male, a 12-year-old. At 12, they don't even know what their next meal gonna be. They don't have figured out yet. He might meet a woman, anything, at 16 and fall in love with her. But his be gone. How he gonna... Like, bro, you going too far, dog. Don't cut his off, bro.
Man.
Like, bro. For real. If he gonna be gay, let him be gay. But don't cut his off, bro. Like, don't address him as a woman, dog. He 12 years old. He's not up there yet. He hasn't made his final decisions yet. Don't cut his off, Dwayne Wade, bro. You fucking tripping, dog. You tripping, dog.
They say Boosie wanted to use so many big words, but didn't know none.
Yes.
Like, he didn't know any. Like, nothing. Any.
Yo, that's real. He not up there yet,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah.
He ain't made his final decisions yet, dog.
I'm talking about in his brain, he was doing this. Just pointing up at
trying
the sky.
Trying to find him.
It's important to just read books and stuff like that, man. Just so you can expand your vocabulary when you want to go on a rant like that, and you can be educated with, a larger vernacular.
And Boosie was referring to Dwayne Wade's trans daughter, Zaya. They've been very open. The family has been very open about Zaya's journey. Yesterday, Dwayne Wade, he was on Good Morning America. He was talking about how she's known since she was 3 years old, just three, that just something wasn't right. And instead of fighting it and not accepting her for who she is, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union and the family, they have chosen to embrace her and allow her to be herself. And Lil Boosie, obviously,
disagrees.
Had a problem with that. Yeah, disagreed.
What Boosie's mentions look like?
You have some people that agree with Boosie, and then, of course, you have some people that don't agree with Boosie.
Yeah. Down the line.
Seems to be pretty split down the middle to me.
Yeah, Boosie don't care.
I'm about to go post up in Boosie comments.
Well, watching these tickets for Boosie Bash go up.
9 minutes after 7, y'all.
Everybody's
good morning.
Everybody's doing it.
He say you all about money. Yeah, I'm on that cash.
14 minutes after 7 o'clock, Roxy just let you hear from Boosie. That is one of the main topics on social media this morning. Everybody's talking about that. Still yesterday, Boosie went on a rant, fussing at D-Wade, saying D-Wade was going too far. You know, please don't, do any surgery on Zaya. Like, he just went off. We just let you hear about 60 seconds worth of it, and folks have an opinion on it. What's your thoughts?
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm kind of on the fence with that Boosie jump, man, because I got three boys, and I would accept them, however they decided to be in life. But I don't know about at age 12 accepting them that, they want to be a female. I got a brother that's gay, and we know he was gay since he was like 5-6 years old. No nonsense. People are who they are, but at the same time, man, I don't know if he...
That's always strange to me. Can you give me a little bit of insight on that? When people say we knew he was gay at 5 or 6 years old, how?
I mean, just his mannerisms. My brother was the only one in his school picture with a Mickey Mouse ring on his finger. Just the way when we played, okay. He always was like,
guys.
House back in the day, he always wanted to be the girl. We just knew, man. We knew.
Yeah.
And not to be funny, like it's a little boy in my son's class. And I'm not going to say the school or nothing like that, but we know for a fact that he's gay also. I really believe people are born like that, man. You got to let that boy be who he is, but I don't know about...
That's what he's saying, but...
Stuff off.
Not, no, but see, again,
she's
again.
Saying she's not gay.
We're not gay.
Zaya said she's not gay?
Right.
So
how?
She likes boys.
A boy.
She's saying she is a girl. So that is not gay.
I would accept my friends as a gay man. If they wanted to be transgender, that's fine. But at this age right now, you're still a boy.
Yeah. Yeah, like it just gets too confusing for me.
I'ma let it ride.
It just gets too confusing for me. So in attempts to not say anything insensitive or disrespectful, we just gonna say nothing at all. Shift gears.
I agree.
All I said was what? And I'ma leave it with what?
Look. Not only Boosie going viral this morning, there's also a video of a lady, 3-second video, taking a bath in flaming hot Cheetos. Have y'all seen it?
What was that about?
She got a bathtub full of water, and then she just dumped a whole bunch of Cheetos in there.
What? Ew.
And they're wondering, does it affect your nether region when you do that as a
Probably.
Female?
Probably.
23 minutes after 7, here go Yo Gotti on 102 Jams.
No version. What? I'm a goat. You know I'm the goat.
26 minutes after 7, and if you would like to go to the Nitro Circus, you need to win in Way Back Wednesday. Hit us up. We need two contestants. 336-680-1021.
Right now, this Geico commercial is being broadcast across...
Yeah, I'm never acting shady. You will always be my baby.
Be my baby. Yeah. The year 2010, Big Rock, this was a
Listen
hit.
Listen to this track.
Yes, sir. Huh? Now, this was a hit in 2010. Right now,
this was my one right here.
Would this make you go crazy, B-Rock?
Yes, it would.
I never knew that, B-Rock. I never knew this was one of your ones.
It's one of my ones.
Yeah. For the fellas, this is the one to make us get on the wall. Wanna.
Yes, sir. Hey, your homeboy holding your back up.
When this come on, you better just go get somebody.
Anybody.
Somebody.
It don't matter.
Because it don't matter. We're going to dance on this one.
Yeah.
We're going to dance on this
sir.
One.
Sir. It's 7:39, y'all. 21 minutes till 8 o'clock. And it's Way Back Wednesday. Like to have some fun this morning, but today, you actually win prizes to the Nitro Circus. We've got guys versus girls on the first line, Roxy. We've got Ariel calling from Winston-Salem.
Okay.
All right. And on line two. For the guys, we have Anthony represent Greensboro. What up, Anthony?
What's up, Ant?
Man versus woman, Greensboro versus Winston. Let's get to it in Way Back Wednesday.
First question. In May 2010, this rapper was released from prison after serving 6 months behind bars for violating probation. Mm. He announced he was starting a new record label called 1017 Brick Squad Records.
Ariel?
Gucci is correct.
Yes. Let's go. That's one for Ariel.
Next question.
Here we go.
In July 2010, this athlete made the decision and announced to the world he was taking his talents to Miami. I say in July 2010, this athlete made the decision and announced to the world he was taking his talents from Cleveland to Miami.
Anthony, you don't get this?
Anthony. I want to say it was
Ariel was first.
Was it Ariel?
Yeah.
Gosh, I think Roxy's hating, but Ariel's first. Ariel, who is that?
Is it Dwayne Wade, Roxy?
Oh, gosh, no.
No,
Ariel, it wasn't.
It was not Dwayne Wade. It was LeBron James, you weird people.
That's what I meant. What you mean? That's what you meant? That ain't what you said.
Point goes to Anthony.
Y'all done made me hot.
I'm mad at Anthony, too,
Anthony.
Man.
Anthony.
Golly.
In March 2010, this rapper is officially released from prison and begins work on his 7th album, No Mercy. He now has a podcast called Expeditiously.
Ariel.
T.I. is correct.
T.I. is correct.
I think Drink is done with Anthony.
I'm done with it. I want to give it to Ariel.
All right.
I'm standing firm.
Let's do it.
Come on, Anthony. You can still win this.
All right. Next question. Next question. This golf in 2010, this golfer had to apologize to the world.
Gosh darn.
You know what?
Ariel for the win.
Who?
Tiger Woods.
That is correct.
It is Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Get up there, you. Let's go.
We didn't have to ask that last question. I already told
Let's
y'all.
Go.
That was embarrassing.
Yes.
Women have dominated all
ladies.
Morning.
Look at the ladies.
Ariel from Winston-Salem, congratulations. You're going to the Nitro Circus on May 1st just because you are the winner in the 7 o'clock hour in Way
Thank
Back
you.
Wednesday. Another one, B-Rock.
Another one. I need that DJ Khaled drop.
Hey.
Another one for the ladies.
Hey, Waka Flocka was having one hell of a year in 2010 right there beside Rick Ross.
Dang you up. This was 2010 too?
Yes, ma'am. I'm giving you all 2010.
Yeah, Flocka was doing it
Flocka
in 2010.
Flocka was doing it in 2010, B-Rock. Because remember, you just said Gucci had just came home. Waka was holding him down while he was locked
while
up.
He was gone.
And a mistress. What else? 7:43, y'all. 17 minutes, and it will be 8 a.m. 3 Live on your radio saying good morning. Here's Roddy Ricch with the box. .102 Jams, 11 minutes, and it will be 8 a.m. 3 Live crew right here on your radio saying good morning to you on this Wednesday morning.
Recently, I told you all about the Saved by the Bell reboot that is going to be coming very soon. And recently, I'm sorry, did somebody snore?
That was drinking.
I'm waking up. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Not here for a drink?
Huh? Not at all. But go ahead.
Well, also not here for it, Lisa. The chick that played Lisa, her real name is Lark, and she was on Dr. Oz talking about how she felt slighted because she is not a part of the Saved by the Bell reboot. Now, they are bringing some old cast members back. Of course, Zach Morris is going to be back. He's actually going to be playing the part of the mayor or the governor that shuts down a bunch of low-income schools. The plot is Zach is the governor. He shuts down a bunch of low-income schools, and then they have students from these low-income schools that they've got to send to the highest-performing schools in the state. So you're mixing these low-income students with well-to-do students. That's going to be the plot of the show.
Gentrification. Zach,
pretty much. Well.
No.
No. I don't know what that's called.
All right, keep going.
But as I said, Zach is going to be playing the governor. AC Slater, Mario Lopez is also going to be back. And yeah. Elizabeth Berkley, who played Jesse, is going to be back on the show. Lisa did not get an invite, and she felt slighted because she didn't get an invite. But she was also, while she was on the show, talking about a mental disorder that she has that caused hallucination. It caused her to lose focus and be a bit disorganized in her mind. And she says that she does understand that may have played a part or been a part of the reason why she didn't get extended an invite.
Dang.
Oh, Lord.
And the fact that she don't look like Lisa Turtle anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh, Lord, aging bad, too. Anyway.
Just wanted to put that out there.
I will say, though,
oh, Lord.
She did look better on the show than I've seen her
did
look.
She?
Yes, I thought so.
Because you remember.
Than I've seen her look in previous
pictures.
Years.
Yes,
yeah. In my opinion, she did.
Okay, I respect that. Alex, I will respect your opinion, Bit Rock.
Why is she still putting the rouge on her cheekbones? What is up with that?
In 9 minutes, it's going to be 8 o'clock.
You're not calling rouge. What is it?
Is he talking about the blush?
Why is she putting on the rouge?
Blush rouge. Like it's the 50s.
Man, you're an idiot. Wait. 102 Jams lives at radio.com. Did you know that? Here's Big Javi and Lil Baby, 9 times out of 10. Big Rock, should we let him know the Spotify news? Or you wanna wait? You wanna just wait? We'll just wait.
Bucks, it's bow time. Back at it.
Good morning. You know it's supposed to snow tomorrow? Unbelievable.
102 Jams.
Breezy out of here.
It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to 102 Jams, and we are the Three Live Crew.
It's time for birthday trivia.
Beautiful game you came up with.
I've got some celebrity birthdays here in front of me, along with clues. If you know whose birthday it is based on my clue, your name is your buzzer. Please keep in mind, shenanigans will result in the loss of a point. Dot, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Drank, are you ready?
Yeah.
First up here on my list, this guy is the commissioner of the NFL. Nice. Same time, rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Scissors and rock. Dot wins.
Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell is correct. Drankins. What?
You didn't see I had it like that?
What does that mean?
Knives?
All right, you've been warned. Drankins, to steal a point, how old is Roger Goodell?
Raj. He got that Trump hair.
I need an answer. Three,
Raj,
two, one, 63. Answer.
63.
That is incorrect. Dot, how old is Roger Goodell?
64.
That is incorrect as well. 61 today.
Dang.
61.
Dang.
That was close, this next it? Guy, he is a singer. Last year, he was criticized when he said most of the
what?
Drank.
Most of the what?
What?
Most of the what?
I need an answer. Three.
Okay, hold on. No,
two,
no, no countdown. No countdown. Now start. Start back at three.
One. Okay.
Chris Brown.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
I don't know. He said a lot last year.
Last year he was criticized when he said Motown isn't just for black people after people were mad that Jennifer Lopez was going to be performing the Motown tribute at the Grammys. Sang lead that. For the group The Miracles. Then he went solo. Quiet Storm.
You still going with clues though. I can't say nothing.
I have nothing. My guess is incorrect.
Okay.
Another clue, please.
What?
All right. Nobody gets that.
No.
All right. So we'll leave that.
How do you stop with me?
We'll leave that up to the listeners. If you know the answer, you could call 336-680-1021. And you will be able to give your point to either Dot or Drank. All right. Last here. This guy.
Well, give us your address first.
He's a singer. He was married to the model Heidi Klum.
Drankins.
Drank.
He's a singer. Married to Heidi. Jamie Foxx.
What?
They was together, wasn't he?
Dot.
Him and Heidi.
That is so incorrect.
Dot. Seal.
Dot. Seal is correct.
Oh.
Jamie Foxx is dating Katie Holmes.
Hey, man, I got my white girls
Drake
mixed up.
To steal a point.
Don't act like that don't happen.
To steal a point.
Now that happens.
How old is Seal?
Get that girl in the Avengers mixed up with that girl. Don't tell nobody. How old is Seal? With all them scars?
All right.
With them scars? Seal.
All right.
As in Lou Seal? Seal. Seal 56. Seal. Nope. Seal 56.
Really?
As in Lou.
Really?
As in Lucille.
Dad, do you know how old Seal?
You're crying. These are shenanigans. Seal is 48.
That is incorrect as well.
No,
Drake, you were very close.
Yeah, I was.
57 years
old. I ain't seen them scars. 48.
We still have one on the board. And we have asked you to call if you know the answer. This guy, he's a singer, sang lead for The Miracles, then went solo, Quiet Storm last year. He said, Motown ain't just for black people, and you can't give your point to either Dot or Drank.
The Miracles?
336 is the phone number.
Hey, I know. Come on, Drank know it. Drank know it.
1021.
So what?
Drank know it. So these then.
You know what? Minus one.
What? I haven't been trying to get it, but I know it though. I know it. I'ma say it, but they know it. But it's. Oh baby, you be lying in your verses. I be here and say you buy.
15 minutes after 8 o'clock, trying to get a winner inside birthday trivia. We need you to let us know who this person is.
He is a singer, sang lead for the group The Miracles, then he went solo. Quiet Storm, last year he got criticized because he said Motown isn't just for black people.
Who is that person?
Is it Smokey Robinson?
Smokey Robinson is correct. All right, who am I talking to right now?
Ashley,
you've got a very important decision to make. Would you like to give your point to Doc or Drink?
Drink.
All right.
Smart woman.
So Drink is out of the negative.
Facts.
Doc,
yes.
To steal a point and seal the game.
Yeah.
How old is Smokey Robinson?
Smokey Robinson got to be 66.
That is incorrect.
Damn.
Drake, how old is Smokey Robinson?
74.
That is incorrect as well. He's 80 years old today.
Good God.
And with a score of 2-0, Dot, you are victorious
in birthday trivia.
Even with you trying to give Drankins a point. Get out of here, man.
Congratulations, Dot.
Thank
you. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Am I catching up?
You know, because you were in the negative, Drake. And so when you go in the negative, you've got to go back to zero.
I didn't know I was in the negative. I would have calmed it down.
Happy birthday. Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and B. Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and B.
Three minutes after 8 o'clock, you're listening to 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew. Drew Brees says he's got another year in the tank. He wants to be a Saint, and he wants to play another year. They're definitely going to let that happen. Drew Brees is back. Jason Witt, tight end, says, listen, I got some more in the tank, and I'm open to play for any team. I want another run at it.
Okay.
Jason Witten's back. Greg Olsen, be 35 this year.
Mm-hmm.
I want another year at it. Just signed a 1-year, $7 million deal, $5.5 million guaranteed with the Seattle Seahawks and Russell Wilson.
Oh, my Greg.
Yeah.
He won.
He went to Buffalo. He went to Seattle. And he went to Washington. And he said the best fit for him was with Seattle. And it's very just interesting because, like I was telling y'all earlier off the mic, there was a picture. I don't remember exactly what event it was at. But all the NFL stars were all dressed up,
mm-hmm.
and Cam Newton was having a conversation with Russell Wilson,
mm-hmm.
and he was whispering in his ear. And you know how those things get memed a lot, and people were saying, he was saying, hey, Greg Olsen still got some in the tank. They just so happened to take a picture of Greg Olsen and Russell Wilson,
mm-hmm.
and Russell Wilson posted that picture at that time and said, sure did, go Hawks, hashtag go Hawks. Yesterday, after the news broke that Greg Olsen signed a 1-year, $7 million deal with the Seahawks, Russell Wilson retweeted that picture and said, this aged well. So maybe that was the conversation they were having. It's always interesting how teams come together like that. Chris Bosh is super upset. I don't know if y'all knew that or not.
No.
Chris Bosh is upset that he wasn't a 2020 finalist for the Hall of Fame.
It's okay. Wait your turn.
So the question has come up, is Chris Bosh a Hall of Famer? You know, will he be in the Hall of Famer? Clearly, he's not first ballot. But is Chris Bosh a Hall of Famer?
I don't know. It's going to be rough.
It is going to be tough for Chris Bosh to get in there. He was always a supplemental player. He was never, even when he played in Toronto, he was the big force there in Toronto. But, I mean, somebody's got to get buckets when you're in Toronto.
I'm about to say, yeah.
When he came down to Miami and it was the big three, you know, his role was very important, but it wasn't. It wasn't a superstar role. Mm. You would not give him credit for that. It was D-Wade and LeBron, and then Bosh did his thing. Although they wouldn't have won a lot of those games without Chris Bosh. I don't know if it's Hall of Fame worthy.
No.
Mm.
Wait your turn.
Baylor, the number one team. The number one team in the country.
Wait your turn?
Yeah, if your turn comes, don't start getting all mad.
What
stuff
if it doesn't come, though?
All right, we'll get mad. Watch what we do for you.
Hmm?
What are we going to do for him?
Oh, nothing.
And it'll make you wait. We'll bring in cats that you be mad about.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yes, you did.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Mad.
Baylor is the number one team in the country. They beat Oklahoma yesterday 65-54. Has anybody in here seen Baylor play yet?
Yes.
Are they good? Are they the number one team in the country?
They didn't look like it to me.
I saw them a smidgen. I was like, all right.
They play Kansas on Saturday. From what I'm hearing, Baylor has just grown men out there. Like, they're just stronger and growner and just more, you know, just got that grown man game. That's very advantageous in college basketball. Florida State beat Pitt last night. 82-67. Florida State is the number 8th ranked team in the country. Tonight, the number 6th ranked team in the country, who is?
Duke.
Plays NC State. And Louisville, the number 11th ranked team in the country, plays Syracuse. Hopefully Syracuse can give them a spanking. Then they just be just hurt and all beat up. And then we can get us a dub. And Louisville will have back-to-back losses this season.
Where's the State and Duke game?
Why was you looking at me? What did you expect me to say there?
I wasn't expecting you to say nothing, but you didn't have to make that face.
Why did you roll your eyes when I didn't say anything?
Because when
you
didn't have to roll your eyes at me. Because when I looked over there, you just had that look like, you know, that ain't happening.
I didn't have any look. I was just blankly looking.
Whatever. The game
what
is
question
at,
did you ask?
The game is at NC State, I believe, right?
It is?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And? Yeah, it is. And?
I have a friend that coaches for State, and I might go...
My boy might be at the game. My boy might be there cheering on.
You don't need to go
pack.
Nowhere and cheer on nothing.
Hey, go
sit
drink.
Down at the house. State? Sit at the house.
Hey, go drink.
And play your game.
A feeling of cheering on State is coming among me. It's coming on me.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Rock and B.I. Three Live Crew. Until
you see it from the back. Osama bin.
Drake. 19 minutes and it will be 9 o'clock. Drankins is here with the Ratchet Report.
Yeah, I am. Huh? And when you, I figure if you lock down, and a young lady on the outside hole now, you got be quiet.
Be quiet.
I know that's right.
Like don't call riffing
about anything,
especially when you riffing when you realize she the only one putting money on your books. Cause I'm telling you, you will get humble quick. This boy gonna call home, going off on his lady, but then get humble.
Get your motherfucking ass from my mama. I ain't never knew I hate him. I'm starting to hate you. You ain't this shit. That's why you will never have a motherfucking man to stick by your motherfucking side. Because you don't even know how to love nobody. Straight up. Fuck you.
1 hour later.
First off, baby, I want to start by apologizing for the things that I said on the snake and on the computer.
Huh? 1 hour later? Coco, you sitting up in there with the orange on.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Talking somebody crazy.
Why did she even stick around for that long?
I don't know.
Why did she stick around for that?
I guess, sir.
Because we can end this real quick.
We can be done with it, sir.
And guess what I don't even have to worry about? You doing
you.
Nothing.
You.
For the next 5 to 10. I ain't got to worry about nothing.
I didn't know they even had the little video calls thing because he had the phone up to his mouth and he was on like, it's a video camera there.
Are you a FaceTime? Like Skyping or something?
I don't know how he was doing it.
Man.
But doing all that though.
Oh, doing all that.
What was he so mad about?
That's what I was saying. What are you mad about?
Dang.
Why did she stay on the phone so long? That's what I can't get past.
Hey, he was letting her have it too. How he felt that comfortable?
Chow.
With that orange suit on, drink, talking about.
Obviously, just in the moment, mad.
Wasn't mad that long.
1 hour later.
1 hour later.
Baby, I'm sorry.
You know what? I was tripping.
Boy, bye.
Dang.
I ain't mean to say what I said on this phone and this computer.
17 minutes to 9, y'all. Always puts me first. This morning when I was doing the sports report, I forgot about another huge game going in North Carolina today.
Hmm.
Winston-Salem State versus Johnson C. Smith in Charlotte, Big Rock.
Wow.
At Bray Boy goes down tonight. The only reason that I cannot make the game is because we have a swarm game.
Okay.
And I'm so upset about it.
Let me call my son.
That game going to be lit.
Tell them get all the boys in there. Turn up.
They already trolling my boy Winston. My boy Wilmo. Caught him in a Smith hoodie one time when he was in there trolling. And now all the Golden Bull fans are posting this picture.
Uh-oh.
He's mad, too. Stop posting that picture.
Ah, Wilmo.
They got you.
Did horns up.
Got you, Wilmo.
11 minutes, it'll be 9 a.m., 3 live on your radio. B-Rock, another hit from 2010.
I better find your loving.
Another one.
I better find your heart.
Another one.
I better find your loving.
Huh.
This was my song, too.
This was that fire.
Drake was singing on this.
This was that fire. Cow. All
right, was he
man.
Singing soprano on this one?
I think he was. I think he was. He was real pitchy. He was real
singing
pitchy.
Drake.
Singing Drake right here.
Yes,
I love me some singing Drake, man.
I do, too, man. I ain't even going to hold you. All right, man. It's time to play Way Back Wednesday. We ain't just playing these songs for you today. I'm going to start singing and dancing and reminiscing. It's Way Back Wednesday. Line one, we got the homie Rashi on the phone, B-Rock.
What's going on?
Chilling, brother. Oh. And for the ladies, representing Winston-Salem, we got Bridget calling. How you doing, Bridget?
Hey.
There she go.
Hey, hold down for the ladies, girl. We undefeated this morning.
Rashi, I ain't
we
gonna hold
We undefeated this morning.
It ain't a lot of pressure on you, but it's a lot of pressure on you. We ain't won all morning on the man's side, so you got to hold us down, Rashi.
I'll try.
All right, say no more. All right, it's
he
time
didn't
to
sound
play.
Confident.
Way Back Wednesday. He didn't sound confident, Rob.
No, he did.
God almighty.
First question. In 2010, Antoine Dotson went viral for telling people to hide what? Yes, Antoine Dotson went viral for telling people to hide what? Hide your blank and hide your blank.
Bridget?
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
That is correct. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Hide your wife.
Yeah, viral.
Next question. This rapper was indicted on murder charges in 2010. Right now, he's under fire for his comments to Dwayne Wade.
Bridget. Lil Boosie.
Hey, is Rashi, correct. Lil Boosie is correct.
Hey, man, y'all are you going to at least pinch to me?
Right. Y'all know I'm good at predicting this. Now get Rashi on out of there now.
Next question. Finish the title of Kanye West's fifth album that he dropped in 2010. My Beautiful
Queen?
Bridget.
Queen?
No, that is incorrect.
That is incorrect. That point go to Rashi.
Ain't
it's
dark twister
it's
dark?
It's too late. Don't worry about it. You already got the point.
You got the point. But it was My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Correct.
All right. Next question.
Here we go.
This rapper's album, Recovery, debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 in June 2010. He's a white rapper. Who's known as one of the GOATs?
Eminem?
Your name is your buzzer, Rashi. Oh, Rashi. Yes,
Rashi. Eminem.
There we go, Rashi.
Eminem is correct. Eminem is correct.
How to play the games. 3 minutes in.
Goodness.
All right, we have a tie.
This is it.
Very last question.
This is it.
Drake hosted his very first festival in August 2010. He does it annually. What is the name of said festival? It's also the name of his
record. Bridget.
OVO Fest.
OVO is correct.
That is correct.
That's right,
Bridget.
Yeah.
Bridget, thank whoever told you right there with you.
Woo!
God almighty.
The ladies undefeated this morning.
Undefeated. I'm talking about one every hour.
Every hour.
On the hour. Congratulations to you, Bridget. You will be at the Nitro Circus. Another hit.
I'm glad I didn't bet, Rock. I was gonna bet Rock. If all the women run the table, I'll wear a thong. Right up here to work, I'll wear a thong all morning tomorrow. But hey, I didn't bet, so hey.
Yeah, thank
glad
God
I ain't gotta do that. Glad I ain't gotta do that.
Yeah, I bet your butt's glad you don't have to do that as well.
My gonads too.
Yeah. 6 minutes, y'all, and it will be 9 a.m. 3 Live on your radio.
If it don't split them down the middle,
all right. Free boy, sweat. Hey. Free boy, sweat. Hey. Free boy, sweat. Hey. Free boy, sweat. Hey. Girls, oh my, when I free boy sway. Girl, scream my name when I free boy sway.
Soldier,
get out the way.
Three Live Crew, Drake and Drake and B.
Is no accident.
Back at it.
They disrespected me on Instagram, B-Rock.
Why?
Somebody put out a drone, said, breaking news out of Chapel Hill. Effective immediately, the University of North Carolina will change their mascot from a ram to a possum since they play dead at home and get killed on the road. The hardwood in the Smith Center will also be replaced with cardboard since the Tar Heels are a much better team on paper.
Golly.
102. Jams.
It's 9-11, y'all. 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, 3 live on your radio. Big Rock, have you seen Moneybagg Yo's new smile?
Yes, it looks nice.
Did you like that?
Yes.
Took them grills out.
He looked real nice. He got a nice smile. Young Thug got a nice smile.
They said Kevin Gates did the same thing.
I can't speak to Kevin Gates.
They said Kevin Gates did the same thing. As a matter of fact, I saw people in Moneybagg Yo's comments saying, man, stop trying to be like Kevin Gates, man. You looking lame as hell. Like, why is he looking lame?
Because he wanted to take his girls off.
Roxy, your guess is as good as mine. A lot of rappers changing things up, though, in the 2020, man. You see, DaBaby said he ain't smoked a blunt since the ball dropped.
Really?
And that's interesting, man, because if you know anything about DaBaby, every video he used to be on, he would have a daggone backwood rolled up.
Did he?
Hell yes.
I don't think I've ever seen him smoke.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Heavy dank. Okay. Heavy dank. Yeah, but he's done, man. He's put it down in 2020. Very interesting, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it. 12 minutes after 9, 3 live on your radio. Right now, this DJ Lil Vegas got the theme music for your morning. Let's go.
Working me. She working me. Urging me.
Big Rock, what is your reaction to the Democratic presidential town hall event that was held in Nevada?
I didn't watch it.
That was my reaction. It's 102 Jams.
There's a debate tonight.
Is there?
Yeah, it comes on at 9.
Are you going to watch that?
I plan to.
Do you?
I do. I plan to.
You also planned to watch For Life last night, didn't you?
I forgot. You know, you don't have to bring up my flaws against me.
I'm just asking
you
questions
don't.
To see how much
you
we
don't.
Can... That's not a flaw. I was just asking if you had seen something else that you had planned on
watching.
Because
there's some things you plan to do that you haven't done. So you ain't got to judge me about what I haven't done.
You do know Duke is going to be playing at the same time as the debate.
I got more than one TV. I have more than one device.
Oh, you're that dedicated.
That I could watch things on.
Oh, you would do that. You would watch one. You would watch the debate while the game was on.
Again, stay out of my business.
Right now, this Geico commercial is being broadcast across the... No.
Breaking news. 22 minutes until 10 o'clock, 3 live on your radio, and we just added this song.
Yeah.
Name of the song is Dior by artist Pop Smoke.
And TMZ is reporting that Pop Smoke is dead at the age of 20 years old. It's being said that it was there was a home invasion at his house around 4:30 this morning. Two men wearing hoodies broke into the house, fired multiple shots, critically injured and wounded Pop Smoke. He was rushed to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead.
That is tough.
And this is breaking like right now.
I was introduced to Pop Smoke this Christmas. My folks Slim comes over to the house and he was like, are you familiar with this dude Pop Smoke? And I'm like, no, I never heard of him. He let me hear a song and I'm like, no, I've never heard of him. He's like, I bet you Zay knows who he is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, right. And I'm like, Zay comes downstairs. I'm like, you know Pop Smoke? And he says something like, oh, some in the party. And I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah. He just starts rapping all these Pop Smoke lyrics. And I'm like, you know this dude? He's like, heck yeah, everybody love Pop Smoke, Dad. Y'all should be playing them. So yesterday we get in the car and Dior comes on this song. And Zay goes crazy, like, y'all playing Pop Smoke. It's about time. And for it to be breaking news right now that Pop Smoke at the age of 20 years old was shot and killed, that's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough, Rock. Like, what is going on?
I don't know.
That is tough.
I don't know.
Just wanted to keep you abreast on things that's happening right now. 9:40, y'all, 20 minutes. And it will be 10 o'clock. Pro. 102 Jams, 3 live crew here. Good morning to you. It's 9:43, 17 minutes away from 10 a.m. And the 9 o'clock hour is the free-for-all final hour. We talk about whatever you want to talk about. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, I know yesterday was the TV Tuesday. I didn't get through.
Okay.
But did you watch that new show on ABC For Life by 50 Cent?
Fell asleep last night early, man. I got mad. I fell asleep last night around 9:30.
Gosh.
Missed it last night.
Last night was the second week. I got it set on my DVR.
Yeah.
So I watched the first week last week, man. That stuff's good, brother.
It is, man. I watched the first episode last week.
He said it was good.
That John likes that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed.
I didn't get through yesterday. I just wanted to, that's the best thing I'm watching.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. I definitely wanted to bring that up yesterday, too, though. That For Life is good. 50 Cent got another one.
But Tuesday night at 10 o'clock, ABC.
Appreciate that, brother.
All right, man. Have a good day.
You know everybody been waiting on that baby, man. I mean, it like, which deal I'm going to take? Uh-huh. I woke up a couple meal on my
14 minutes, and it will be 10 o'clock. Folks hit me all on the Twitter right now. Just got a tweet that says they literally just started playing Pop Smoke on the radio. SMH, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. And tagged me on that joint. Yeah, that was tough. Roxy, just let you know, breaking news. At the age of 20 years old, Pop Smoke was the victim of a home invasion at 4:30 this morning. Was shot, critically injured, rushed to the hospital, pronounced dead there at the hospital.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi, yes. I wanted to say something about Pop Smoke.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just heard his song the other day, and I was like, I love his voice. I was talking to my homegirl, like, it's different. Like, a lot of rappers out here, everybody sound the same. But you're going to know that's him when you hear him. And it just blows my mind that I heard y'all say he passed away today.
Facts.
And I was just listening to the song. Like, I really put up my phone the other night just to hear it again. Like, his voice was so different.
Yeah.
And I thought he was older than where he was. I didn't even think he was 20.
Me too. Yeah, when Roxy said that, when Roxy said he was 20, I looked at her like, what? Are you sure?
Yeah,
she's like,
voice,
yeah.
His voice sounded so mature. Like,
yeah.
It was crazy. Like, he was going to blow up. His voice was so different. You could hear him and know that was him and not know it was nobody else.
It is so crazy how these young New York rappers are right there on the brink of blowing and either go to jail like Bobby Smurda or get killed. Like, it's ridiculous, man. Like, damn.
It's sad. It's so sad.
Agreed. I appreciate your call, mama. No doubt.
I said I'm deep.
Yeah, I'm on that cash.
You got 6 minutes to Big Mo's in your ear hole. Here's Trap Boy Freddy and Lil Quita and a whole lot of screaming. We'll see y'all for Throwback to Aspirational Thursday.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.